This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production. And we are on the road this week. Surreal Talk on the road. What the hell is that, Everett?
Sorry, that's my cell phone. I'm getting a text from my wife. She's telling me she's made it to the Chicago airport.
Oh, she's at the Chicago airport.
Yeah,
all right.
Heading out to New Hampshire.
Since we're talking about your wife, why don't we shout out April for packing up all these cookies?
Sorry about this. That's my GPS. Yeah, shout out to Abe. Thanks, Abe, for making all of our cookies and packing our cooler. And
yeah, sodies and all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, she gave us Slim Jims, all kinds of
supplies. That was a good deal.
Supplies.
So, yeah, this episode's going to be a little bit different than anything we've ever done because...
We don't know how long it's going to be or how short for that matter. Yes. We're on the road. We're going from roughly St. Louis to Cincinnati. And about a 5.5-hour drive as the we drive.
And why are we going? We are taking a trip.
Yeah, we got a lot of things planned here. We're going to stop and see one of our longtime friends, Halo partners, and even listener of the show.
He's a surrealite.
A surrealite?
He's a surrealite, yeah. That's. I mean, he's a surrealite for sure.
Surrealite. You're crazy.
No, he's a guy's an avid listener of the show. He's always in the chat on our live streams. What's Touched by a 12-gauge is how, if you ever hear us refer to him on YouTube, that's who we're talking about. But we've actually been playing Halo with him for... Ever since my daughter was born, I mean, roughly...
5, 6 years?
Yeah, well,
years.
No, I would say six, easy. Six, almost 6.5, probably, because about June 2010.
Been a long time.
Yeah, so him and his brother, and then me and my brother. So we always, you know, we always been playing Halo for a long time. But, yeah, we're going to go out and meet this guy, see what's up.
And, well, I've met Jay before. I stopped by in the summer.
He's not a serial killer, right?
Jay's not a serial... Well, not that I was aware of. He was going to hide. He could be like Dexter.
Could be like Dexter, right on.
Dexter
cool.
was cool. Jay's cool. But also, we're going to try it if we can get there before dark. Right now, it's 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. in the afternoon. We're going to heading towards Serpent Mound in Ohio, which is a...
It's a little bit of a...
It's the largest mound of its type in the world, a mound shaped like an animal. It's roughly 1/4 mile long. It's made... It's about 3 foot tall, made of earth. It's got a bed of ash and rubble. It ought to be pretty interesting.
There's a lot that surrounds that, because if you listen to our Giant show, they said that there's a lot of... They found giant relics and giant artifacts and everything in the Serpent Mound.
See, I didn't come across that. My straight-out Serpent Mound research, but I wasn't looking for it either. So.
Yeah, well, you probably use Google, so they're not going to tell you everything. So
I do use Google.
But that's if we have enough time.
Who do
we're
you use?
I use Google, too.
Okay, I was going to say, do you know some other search engine that's got the...
Yahoo, Bing. Yeah, there's
a Bing. You can turn off the parental filter on Bing and see some crazy stuff. I know that.
But yeah, so if we had enough time, we're going to try to head out to Serpent Mounds. This has been an interesting trip thus far.
Yeah, we're about, 3 hours in, I guess? Yeah,
dude, look at all those fucking planes.
Oh, yeah, we're driving past the FedEx, Indianapolis FedEx hub. It's pretty neat.
I never seen that. That's fucking badass.
Calm down. Yeah, we're going about 70 miles an hour on
I-70. One of those is going to... You can't fly that into the Pentagon. Look at that.
You could.
No. Seeing how big a plane is up close
not
like
that
this...
I'm not saying they did,
That just
could.
Makes everything horse shit. I can't believe that.
I've watched enough Airwolf and movies like that. You can do a lot of cool stuff with air vehicles. So.
I mean...
Airwolf was a helicopter.
Debatable. But
yeah, we're going about 70 miles an hour. On Interstate 70, just outside of Indianapolis.
And we decided to bring the microphones out and record a show.
Yeah, why not?
Safety first,
start
right?
Start the show anyway. We don't know how this is going to work, what format. We might stop in the middle.
We're not
make
sure.
Make cuts. I don't know. When we get, like you said, we're going to Serpent Mound. When we get there, we're going to try to do a little video recording for the YouTube if there's light.
Oh, man, here's something a little raunchy. We stopped at this gas station on the way up here.
Oh, Lord.
And,
oh, Lord.
Well, I had to go to the bathroom, and right, like
as you do on a road trip,
it was a nice clean bathroom when I opened the door, but as soon as I stepped foot inside that hellhole, it was just putrid. The stank was bad. There was some guy in there just.
I went in with you. And I was like, I'll go. I mean, there was no partition between the urinals, which is a little weird, but we're brothers, you know, whatever. I'm not gonna look over.
But I
went in, noped out. I'm like, I just can't stand next to my brother and smell this.
It was terrible. So it was terrible. That guy, something died in him, inside him. It was bad.
The bathroom itself was clean.
Right. Well, as I said, it was a good, nice, clean bathroom. Imagine if you ever been to Quick Trip and went to one of their bathrooms.
Let's
very
not
nice.
Use names, but yeah.
Very nice.
That quality.
It was very good. And this particular gas station.
Very expensive, too. I paid $2.79 for a regular long Slim Jim, like a foot-long Slim Jim. It was a Tabasco sauce.
Not even the Thicksters, either.
No, it wasn't the thick. It was a regular, like, pencil, big around Slim Jim. It was good. Don't get me wrong.
I paid $1.79 for a 32-ounce fountain soda.
Yeah. This is the business we've chosen.
Yeah, well, that's terrible, and that's shit pricing, if you ask me.
Man, I hope that all this road noise and stuff isn't coming through on the recording. If
I kind of hope it is.
Hopefully, producer Brian could work it out. Oh, there's some cops coming up on the side of the road, so we got to keep our mics down. Keep your mic down, fool.
No, I don't have to, do I? I'm not driving.
That's a good point. I'm driving. I don't know if this counts as, like, cell phone, like, hands-free. I don't know how this works.
You're holding the mic to your face. I'm sure
okay,
it's
I'm
not legal.
It down.
Yeah, but so, and we stopped somewhere else at a rest area, decided we were going to get us some, oh, that's a DOT officer, we're in good shape. So we decided we were going to get some of this hot cocoa. It was like,
I'm back.
It's cold outside, you know, if I can get this hot cocoa, except it was hotter than the blazes of hell.
I like my lava cooler than I like that.
Yeah, dude, that was hot. It was
thin.
Yeah, we poured it out. And
Eric called it chocolate water.
It was just chocolate hot water. That's all it was.
We're not coffee drinkers
either. It was more like, well, yeah, you don't use names, but it was like, Hot Yoo-Hoo.
Hot Yoo-Hoo? Fuck it.
Oh, it was terrible. It was just like Hot Yoo-Hoo. It was
There's
terrible.
Indianapolis over this little warehouse here. You can see the top of the skyline.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Where?
Well, it's kind of dipped behind the building. Oh, no, it's to the right, though. Boy, this is a real nice visual for you guys on the podcast.
Yeah, where? Where?
Look, to your right now, through the trees. Oh, gosh dang it. Anyway.
But we wanted to talk about a few things that we were doing here on our little road trip. We realized that we haven't been partaking in our normal schedule, you know, our everyday.
Yeah, we're not doing two episodes.
But the holidays are a bitch, man. You know, and it's we plan on getting back to a normal set, you know, either 2-3-4 part episode every week.
Research has been a rush. I've been real busy at work, and I normally do my research at work. I know.
Lucky.
I know, whatever. But I normally do my research at work, and I've just been so busy with all the stuff we got going on.
But yeah,
we're running a video game tournament this weekend, which is pretty cool. UGC's running a Smash tournament in Collinsville, Illinois.
Super Smash Brothers?
Super Smash Brothers. They're doing Melee and whatever the one is on Wii U.
Oh, I have no idea.
That was weird. I had to order a crap ton of Wii U's the other day.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird opening up a box and just seeing crap tons of Wii U's. And then we also had to, put out messages on Facebook for 70 old CRT TVs. Because those Smash Brothers guys that play on GameCube, they don't play on new digital TVs. There's too much of a lag between the controller and the TV screen.
Really?
They input commands so fast that it matters. It's crazy on the pro level on that. But we're giving away 40 grand. UGC is giving away 40 grand pot pool.
Nice.
For that between the two games. So that's
makes
pretty
me wish
cool.
I would have played that.
I was there yesterday, dude. The stage was cool. They got, like, since they're UGC, like similar to UFC Ultimate Gaming Championship, they got giant fencing and cages put up to make it look like industrial, red and blue lights everywhere. Cool custom art. Real neat.
Well, that's neat.
You can find more info if you're into esports about that at UGCevents.com.
Oh, we also plan on getting back to our roots a little bit with some of these next shows.
Yeah, you want to do a JFK show, right?
Yeah, I want to do a JFK show. I want to do a Sandy Hook show. We've had a lot of requests for both. Some point in time, we got to do a Mandela revisit. That's going to be big.
I feel like Mandela's on every show, though, one way or the other.
Yeah, right. You can work Mandela into every show. We had somebody in the group comment about that. It's like he asked, am I the only one that wishes that every episode goes into the Mandela effect?
Oh, I saw that. That's the one I replied to, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how to put it, but I was like, I think of the Mandela effect entirely too much as it is already.
Right.
Cross the lane.
And if you're wondering, what we're talking about is our Facebook group, you know, Surreal Talk, the group.
Yeah, you can find the group at facebook.com/SurrealTalkGroup. Yeah, Surreal Talk group, I believe. If not, just search for us.
And after the new year, and we want to talk to you guys, you know, of course, you know.
Hold on, go back to the group real quick.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm hitting the group because we're going to be putting a poll up in the group.
After the new year, the poll?
No. The poll will be now, but we won't be making the change, if it is a change, until after the new year.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get in your way.
Right. Okay, so we want to put a poll up on the group and ask you guys if Sunday is the best day for the live stream. If that's what you guys, we were thinking about changing to Saturday so we could maybe have Alex back more often and maybe get more special guest hosts. A lot of people miss Alex, man. Yeah, Alex was a great host, and I talked to him the other day, and he's not willing to give up a Sunday, and I can't say I blame him.
You know what I mean?
We all work, but doing our streams on Saturday would allow for more guest hosts, better guest hosts as well.
I don't know if I'm really into it, but if it works better for
And that's what I said. We're not, but we want to know what you guys think. If Saturday works better for you guys and we could get more people listening on a Saturday to our live stream, of course, to the podcasters, we love you guys no matter what, because you guys just download relentlessly.
I'm actually considering switching our live stream from YouTube to Facebook.
Really? Why?
And then just uploading to YouTube later. Well, the thing about it with YouTube is everybody on our YouTube or Facebook gets a notification that we're live.
Yeah.
And they can watch it on their Facebook app, on their phone. Everybody has that. It's just easier. I'm considering it.
That would be a good change.
We do it for another one of the shows on the Lineup Network.
Really?
They're only like four or five shows deep. And they had like 40 people streaming on their live the other night.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Maybe we should. So, we're trying to work out some new parameters with the show. Just, kind of mix things up. Toss them some ideas about, you know. And, again, you know, we want to know what you guys think about that.
Look at that. There's Indianapolis. Real close now.
What's that?
That's
Lucas Oil Stadium? Is that where the Colts play?
I don't know who plays at Lucas Oil Stadium. Yeah, it looks like the Colts. I'm not a big football guy. Foosball?
Yeah, foosball is the devil.
The devil.
Foosball is the devil. Okay, so next week, you know, and this, again, this is just a little bit in between shit. Next week, we're going to be doing
take an exit here in a minute. Exit 80. Yeah, let me screw this up.
That's this one. That's right here. I'm glad you checked that out.
Me too. Says 0.8 miles.
So next week, we're going to do, next Saturday is my annual work Christmas party. So I'll be in no condition to record a podcast on Sunday or do a live stream.
Are you going to get kind of inebriated on Saturday? Yes,
it's a tradition. Every year I get slammered.
That's great.
Yeah, I actually got thrown out of the Holiday Inn last year. Yeah.
I don't even want to know.
They charged my room like $280 for like a fee and everything, and we didn't get to stay there. Yeah, long story short, I'm not going to tell you why I got thrown out, but I got thrown out of the Holiday Inn last year. At the Christmas party. So that's just kind of gives you, I'm not going to be in any condition to record a podcast.
Yeah, so we're going to do it Saturday.
Try to do it Saturday. Maybe if
move
I can get
the
off.
Live stream.
Yeah. And again, we realize this is not, you know, ideal for our normal.
But it's the holidays. There's
but
it, be...
again, yeah, the holidays suck. We're doing what we can do to try to get some content to you guys, you know, because you're important. So, but yeah, we do want to do shows on JFK and Sandy Hook and all of that, so.
Oh, man, this is a crazy merge. Look
but
at
yeah,
this
next week's we're probably going to have just a one-parter. I mean, if we can squeeze two parts out of it, we will try, but I'm not sure if we're going to do it. It's just going to be like
Urban Legends. We were going to do that this trip.
We were going to do that this trip, but it's probably going to be a little difficult to do on the road.
It's a little hard to do that kind of, like, pay attention to a set like that on the road, we decided.
You really can't discuss topics in depth while driving.
What if we need to do, like, a little bit of research on the road?
Yeah.
I got my laptop, but I forgot the charger, so that's right out.
But yeah, so that's where we're at right now. We're mixing, talking about some ideas. The whole road trip's just been talking about, you know, different things we do for Surreal Talk, and you know,
what we want to do,
keeping the show, you know, as good as it can be,
and maybe even trying to grow it a little. Hell, I don't.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah. We will bow to no corporate sponsor.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. As we're getting a little bit bigger, we've got, you know, a bunch of listeners, thousands upon thousands or whatever. Who cares about that? But eventually we're going to start trying to do some ads, which I know, bummer ads. But we were talking about we don't want to do any kind of title sponsor. Like, this is Surreal Talk brought to you by Shady Acres or Funeral Home.
We're
in the Shady Acres studios.
Yeah, right, yeah. Welcome to the Barbecue House Studios, brought to you by Barbecue House. No, we didn't want to do anything like that.
I think it was free food, I might.
Well, right, yeah, barbecue's fucking good.
Not barbecue, but the grilled stuff's good. I don't like barbecue sauce.
Oh, I love barbecue sauce. I could take a rack of ribs down quick.
Mm.
You give me a pile of mashed potatoes and gravy, maybe a salad, it's on.
Mm.
That sounds fucking good, doesn't it?
Have you ever had fried corn on the cob?
No, they make such a thing?
Yeah, they take corn on the cob and, like, slice off the corn in slabs. So you got slab of corn, and then they fry that?
Oh, really?
Oh.
Now, I slice the corn off the cob for my kid.
No, I don't
fry it.
They slice it down close enough to where it stays in, like, slabs of corn.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And they pan fry it, like, you know, in, like, gritlins.
Is it pretty good?
Oh, my gosh. Really good. What else we got? Man, we've blown through the list of stuff to talk about quick.
Yeah, we've been hammering.
We've been talking like 10 minutes.
15, exactly.
15? Well, we rambled on a little bit before we started.
Yeah. But we plan on coming back throughout the trip today, and, you know.
Yeah, I guess we'll do some segments whenever we got something
some
else
to talk
about.
Some input here and some input there, but.
This is your first time. This should be the longest road trip you've ever taken, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the longest I've ever been away from home.
The furthest I've
been from home.
What is it they say on Lord of the Rings? One more step, and I will be the furthest I've ever been from home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Come on, Sam, or whoever that was.
He stops right there.
Yep. Yeah.
That was Elijah Wood's character, though.
Frodo?
Frodo. Frodo's the one that said that, yeah. No, it was Sam, wasn't it?
I think it was Sam.
It was Sam, yeah.
So I guess we'll go ahead and call this a segment, and maybe like we'll mix it in with like some music in between, like, na-na-na.
What, you mean like Led Zeppelin?
And we'll come back like, and we're back, or something like that. I don't know.
We should play some Led Zeppelin or
we
something.
We can't put Zeppelin on. We don't have a license for that.
Oh.
We are just podcast.
What if it was me singing like Stairway to Heaven?
And as we wind on down the road.
Bum, bum, bum. There was a lady we all know.
I got a much better voice. Oh, while we're at it, I want to go ahead and campaign. Vote Team Everett at SerialTalkPodcast.com.
No, no, no. Go ahead and vote Team Eric because, yeah, I think, I don't know, man. Am I winning?
A vote for Team Eric is a vote for the Satan, like the bad Satan, not the good Satan we talked about in our Satanism episode.
A vote for Everett's like voting for Hillary. If you want to.
Hillary's not so bad.
right, yeah. She kills people. I'm just putting that out there.
I mean, objection, speculation.
Well, maybe not her personally, but.
All right. We're rambling.
And you know what else? Like, if you haven't heard about Pizzagate, like, you need to look into that shit. As a listener to this show. No. As a listener to this show.
They made some arrests, apparently.
Exactly. This Pizzagate shit is real. We've talked about it on the group.
Speaking of the group, that's one thing I want to talk about. We've only got about 100 people in the group so far.
So, yeah, if you.
Where are you?
If you subscribe to our Facebook page and subscribe to our YouTube, or if you're a podcaster and you download us every week, you should really try to find us on Facebook. There's a lot of cool stuff that happens in the group, a lot of interesting conversations. We've been actually pretty happy with stuff lately.
There's been like almost no memes, which is a bummer. I like some
memes. Memes are funny. There's been some memes.
Links about cool alien shit.
Yeah. Videos people
giants,
are finding. There's been a lot of good self. There's been a lot of self posts. Two people asking questions about like what other people think about
good
this.
Good discussions in all the comments. Yes. Real deep discussions.
So yeah, if you like the podcast and subscribe, then you should check out the Facebook group.
There's been no fighting.
Right, that's unusual, huh?
Yeah, on Facebook, there's been no fighting in our group.
No drama in our group. That's cool. Wow. Knock on wood. You got wood grain.
I guess that doesn't mean rush on out because it's not like there's cool like fighting to see. But there's really cool links.
But if you want, we could get some fighting on there.
I'd rather we didn't.
Man, we can get a couple fucking people, are you? Right.
On regular Facebook.
No shit.
It's like a good place to go without it. There goes another cop. Crap. All right. Yeah, let's call it for now. We'll come back. There goes a Porsche. We'll call it, and once we got something else we want to talk about, we'll bring it back.
Yes, we will. And you know, you can tell there's going to be plenty of things we need to talk about.
All right, catch you later.
All right, thanks a lot.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, welcome back to Surreal Talk. It's just Everett now, bringing you the end of this episode. I was hoping, that we would do more on the road. So let me finish out the story for what happened on the road. We made it to Cincinnati around 4 o'clock, maybe a little after four, and we decided we're not going to make it to Serpent Mound by dark. No point in going to Serpent Mound to see a geological feature in the dark. So we scrapped that. We hung out with Jay like we were going to for a couple hours, him and his brother Demonic. That went pretty well. Then we started our trip home, I guess, around 7 o'clock or so local time. Cincinnati local time, heading back to St. Louis. Well, needless to say, we didn't get any recording done on the road. Both of us were just too dead tired to even think about it. We took turns sleeping. I fell asleep at the wheel at least once. That was scary. So we pulled over to a rest stop somewhere around, like, I don't know, midnight, and about 2 hours still away from St. Louis. But I got 10, 15 minutes of sleep. Eric walked around, did something. I don't know what he was doing. It was at a rest stop. You take your guesses. But, yeah, we made it home okay. We still never made it back into the studio this week to film or to record what you're hearing now. I was hoping it would be both of us. I think we both were, so sorry for that. Wow, this is really weird doing this by myself. I always have Eric to fall back on. I miss him. I guess I'll leave it at that. We're going to be recording this Saturday instead of this Sunday now. Our live stream will be around 10 a.m. Central Time, YouTube, as always. And we'll be doing the topic I guess we told you were going to do on the road trip, which was urban legends. And boy, that's about it. God, I'm so horrible with this. So once again, sorry for being assholes and not making it back into the studio and give you guys a proper exit to this. These holidays are killing us. We're gonna try to do better though. So please stick with us. We'll bring you some more topics. Hopefully some good ones that we actually research well. So visit our website, SurrealTalkPodcast.com. Vote for me when you get there. Otherwise, click on all the cool links on the side. Join our Facebook group at Facebook.com/SurrealTalkPodcastGroup. No, Surreal Talk Group, sorry. Facebook.com/SurrealTalkGroup. Find our Twitter and all that stuff on there as well. So if you have any questions, too, you can email us at info@SurrealTalkPodcast.com. Other than that, I'll catch you Saturday. Thanks for listening.
Please, wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.